one of the great works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, and that is Kanzul Iman. You might be thinking, what is Kanzul Iman? Kanzul Iman is the translation which the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi writ from the Arabic language into the Urdu language.
Wherever he went, he left his mark.
Subhanallah.
And even when he came to the translation of the Quran, he left his mark.
Subhanallah.
He showed that this is the way you translate the Quran with love, with respect, with reverence, and keeping in mind the dignity, the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dignity and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the other Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, how their events are mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the events of the previous nations are mentioned in the Holy Quran, how beautifully Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he translated these works and these different events that are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Throughout the Holy Quran, there are books written on the translation of Kanzul Iman and the other translations of the Quran. People have compared how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala translated the Quran and that to the other the translations of the Quran. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi was extremely busy, but one of the great disciples and the students and the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, none other than Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he understood and he realized the importance of this task. And he explained this importance to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, eventually, he accepted this wish of Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and they decided to begin the translation of the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah, it was also for the viewers of Madni channel, they need to know that time period this took place in, because in that time there was a lot of fitna from many people, and people at that time were going into the disrespect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were saying things regarding the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is why even in the translations, many people made many mistakes regarding the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or how they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What happened when you started beginning to start the work of the translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman? Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would explain that how in the Urdu language there is no real translation that upholds all of these aspects of the deen of Islam, and upholds the honor and dignity of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, etc., etc. And after this continuous persuasion of for Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala to do a work like this, then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala eventually he agreed.
He was a great scholar himself as well, Sharia
rahmatullahi
ta'ala. He was a great scholar himself, but he knew what Ala Hazrat could give. So this is why he is requested in the court of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi.
But then when it was agreed, Ala Hazrat didn't have time. When was Ala Hazrat meant to do this translation of the Quran? So what was agreed was that either during the daytime when I take rest, or at night time when I'm about to lay down for sleep. At that time, Allah Hazrat requested Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that at either one of these two times, you come to me with a pen and paper, and we'll do the translation of the Quran like that.
Subhanallah.
And it is mentioned that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would translate the Quran in such a way how a mazboot hafiz, a strong hafiz of Quran, how he just recites that, does the tilawat of the Holy Quran.
Just mentioning it and
just
it's been written
it
straight
and that's
it.
How Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would translate the Quran.
You know, if you just translate anything normal even, and if you go back to, say, if you translate something from the Urdu language into the English, and what happens is, when you're translating like this, because the way the flow of the Urdu language and the flow of the English language,
it's completely different.
When you translate, if you do to word-to-word translation, what happens is, the sentence doesn't even make sense.
Definitely.
Right? You're well off, and then you have to look until, what was written here? This is not even a proper English sentence. So, to do that straight from the head, and to translate it, to put it into the word, and I don't think Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi actually made a change to Kanzul Iman. It was the way it was said, and that's how it was written, and that was it.
And that was it. Not only that, the ulama that were present with Sadr al-Sharia in this gathering, along with Sadr al-Sharia Rahmatullahi Ta'ala themselves, what they would do is, after after they get the translation from Ala Hazrat, they'll go back and they'll check the tafasir. And they'll realize that the translation that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has given on the spot, from memory, this would be 100% in confinement with the big major tafasir. And it will completely explain what the major tafasir have explained in many pages and many volumes. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in a short sentence, in the translation of the ayat of the Quran, of that particular verse of the Quran, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would bring all of that together and mention it in the translation of the verse of that Holy Quran.